The Alpha Sessions.
Hello and welcome to Alpha Sessions. I'm Macy Lewis and I'm joined by the amazing Miella. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. So firstly, let's start off by describing your music in three words.
Great question. I'd say introspective, ethereal, and honest.
That's the most amazing choice of words. Everyone's always like, oh, electric, pop, R&B. You're just going for it. Like, the dictionary's out.
Yeah.
Love it. You should have added angelic.
Oh, thank you.
I was saying that earlier. The angelicness is just another level.
Thank you so much.
So what prompted you to start music?
It's one of those where I kind of was like five with an MP3 pretending it was a microphone and singing in my room. So I've always been very musical. I started writing when I was quite young, and it always kind of turned out to be an outlet of expression for me. And it's one of those things that when the passion's there and when you're meant to do something, it kind of never leaves you. And that's always been music for me.
It's always been a part of your life.
Yeah.
So do you have any like musical idols, people you look up to?
It's difficult because I think like idols is a big word. But there's definitely artists that like I grew up listening to, which I think have influenced me a lot. Those would be like Avril Lavigne, your Anastasia's, like early 2000s pop. I really love that. But then as I kind of got older, I realized like I tend to lean on from a lot of like folk artists, like, you know, Joni Mitchell and Joan Baez. I was introduced to Joni Mitchell when I was about like 18, 17 during uni. I was doing some singing lessons, and the teacher at the time made me listen to Blue by Joni Mitchell, and my life changed.
It just changed in that moment.
Yeah, because it's one of those where you listen to someone and you're like, I feel seen. Like, I feel like you're creating something that I see myself in. And I think that's very special, because before I always treated it as, oh my God, this singer is amazing because she can belt or she can do, you know, all these crazy vocal flips. But when I discovered folk, I realized like there is an honesty here to search. And that's what I always try to search. So I've always seen myself in that.
So do you think bits of their music reflects into your music?
Definitely. Yeah. It's very subconscious, the whole process of making music for me. So it's very difficult to nitpick like what I grab from those artists. But it's just, they're the ones I gravitate to. They're the ones I listen to. They're the ones I go to for comfort, and I try to bring comfort with my music. So it's kind of like it feels like we're on the same wavelength in a way.
Definitely. Yeah. There's always certain artists where like in any scenario you could put them on and feel at ease.
Exactly.
You've all got those people.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, I want to get straight onto your music.
Yeah.
You've got a release song. Tell us all about it. So
yes.
Why did you release it? What is it about?
So,
what's it called? Tell us everything.
Yeah. So it's By the Seaside. And it is my debut single, and it's pretty much, it's a difficult one because what I found is I've always considered myself a city person growing up. And then I came to London and I was like, I feel suffocated. I felt just a bit overwhelmed by the city, by the pace of life, by, you know, the music industry, which is very fast paced. I kind of was like, you know what? How will I look when I'm 60? Like, how is my retirement plan going to look like? And that's the song. The song is about kind of growing old in a place that feels like home. And that, you know, you can go back to, and it's like you've seen your life unfold and everything's kind of fallen into place. And you're at that point where you're in a house by the seaside with someone you loved, could have raised children, could have not, that doesn't matter. But it's like you're there with someone you love, and it feels like you've come to a resolution. And I think that is what By the Seaside is. It's about longing for that feeling of, will things unfold the way that I want them to? And will I get to that age feeling proud of what I've achieved?
That's such a beautiful storyline for a song. Like, that's like, I've not heard a storyline like that for a song personally. That's such a beautiful one.
Thank you so much.
What was the process of writing this song?
So I wrote the song, I want to say, a while back. And it was very much like I've played it here. It was me and my chords. And then I came down to wanting to record it, but I always knew that I wanted it to feel quite organic and very, like, vocal-led with my guitar. I went down to Bluebell Studios by Felicity Henry, and we recorded the song at her studio, and we produced it, and it was a fantastic time. I had a lovely time. And, you know, we embellished it. We had a bit of ambient sound. Really just kind of umphed the song, but still kept it quiet at its core, which is like, let the story kind of unfold, let that kind of let that want and let that desire breathe by putting the lyrics first, really.
That's so nice. You got lyrics first, everything. You also performed it at Studio 36 in May. What was the experience like performing?
So performing is always an interesting one, because it's not one I feel the most natural. Like, going on stage is always something that feels a bit more unnatural to me. But obviously performing at Studio 36 at Earth Hackney is just a fantastic venue, such legendary venue. Like, there's been so many amazing acts there. I feel honored that I got to, you know, perform there. And yeah, it was during an open mic night that Studio 36 host. I did a songwriting camp with them a while back, and that is how I kind of built that network. And then I decided to go for it, and performing it was so cute, because the person I wrote the song about was there.
Lovely.
And he was there filming me as I was performing the song, and it just felt like a full circle.
Really sweet. Like, before gig nerves, and if so, how do you ease them? Like, what's your technique?
I don't think there is a technique. I don't have one. Yeah. I just go into complete silence. I kind of just shut down.
That's me. I'm the same right now.
You kind of need to be silent and on your own and have a bit of water and sit outside.
Process.
And then once you get up there, you know, when you hear yourself through a microphone, it's just completely different. That always takes me aback, because I tend to sing without microphones. But yeah, I mean, just... No one speak, no one near, just you, yourself. Calm down your nerves.
I'm the exact same, that helps. Like, I feel like the yappers, we're both clearly yappers.
Yeah.
When we get nervous, just silence. It's like,
which is rare.
I know. Everyone's like, Mesa, you're a bit quiet. I'm like, am I?
So, yet to see.
Yeah.
It's one of those where it's the getting up and, you know, opening your mouth and singing. It's very difficult, and it's very personal. And I think it's something that that needs to be treated with care.
Yeah, yes, completely.
Yeah.
So do you think you're going to do more gigs in the future? And if so, what would they look like?
I definitely think so. I think gigs in the future looks like just more intimate settings for now. And then... I don't know. We'll see how it's going to unfold.
Yeah.
But for me, mainly the priority now is like working on my second single and kind of, making sure I'm continuing to write, because that's what I enjoy doing.
You've got to do what you enjoy. I completely get that.
Yeah.
So if you could perform anywhere in the world, anywhere in the country, where would the most ideal place be for you?
Oh, wow. Great question. I mean, I'd love to sing at Union Chapel in Islington. I think that would be quite nice. What else? I would love to sing in like open spaces, just open spaces.
Well, like busking or just like...
No, like doing like a little pop-up event in like some woods.
Yeah.
Or like by the sea. Like somewhere like nature related. With just an amp and a guitar and voice.
That'd be so fun.
Yeah, I like to... I always think about myself as like quite, you know, when exchanging with people, I always think about it in an intimate setting. But yeah, I'd love to sing at Union Chapel. I think the acoustics would be insane.
Mm-hmm. When all the madness will end, our worlds will still collide. So our hands are locked on a terrace, my fancy house by the seaside. A beautiful terrace to sit in, as the silence is lingering and the plastic chairs are squeaking, having plants, mint and basil, while the wind chimes sing to the wind and the waves accompany them. That's where I want to grow with you and laugh at our messy 20s when we didn't know nothing but that our love was flourishing, cause we both fight for what was right.
For sessions
for your song, you promoted it by being by the seaside on social media. What beach were you at? Where did you run off to?
Right, so the initial plan was to film this in my home country, but we couldn't do that, so I ended up just going to Brighton, the good old Brighton.
I thought
Thames
like
Link
Brighton.
To Brighton.
Yeah,
it
easy.
Does the job. It does the job. It was me.
It's pretty there as well.
A friend of mine who's a graphic designer, and she kind of creative directed the whole thing, and I was just there. It was a great time.
It was really
fantastic
pretty.
Day, honestly, and we were blessed with the weather as well, so
you got really lucky. And also I feel like having your song with the waves behind you, such a nice aesthetic. So what did it feel like what were you feeling when you were performing by the seaside?
It felt like, it's very weird because I have this unexplainable attachment to the sea. So every time, if you can't tell, I'm really like into the theme of home and like where I feel
so am I.
Comfortable. Yeah. And you know, home is not just a place like with a roof. Like home can be so many different things. But whenever I'm near a sea, I feel like I'm way more clear. Like my head kind of clears. And it's where I do my most thinking. Like in the sense of, it's always like near a body of water by any chance. Like I used to live close to the Heath for a while, and I would always go after work and just like stare at the lake and
it's
just write.
Yeah.
So for me, like just performing by the sea, it just provides clarity. And I also like hearing the waves. Like it really calms me down. So I think it's more of a... it's more of like what feels good to me and what feels like it can relax me and, you know, make me kind of relax. Like
it's such a relaxing feeling.
Yeah, like it's just so nice when you can just, you know, trickle it in the back and you hear it and you're there kind of singing and using your own voice to express a feeling. It's just beautiful, really.
I can't even say it better. Like you said it so perfectly. It is stunning, the beach.
Yeah.
I'm a beach person.
Yeah, I
completely.
I mean, I just love it. You can't go wrong. You can't go wrong.
No, completely. Like, you also perform a lot of covers. And today you perform for us Motherland by Natalie Merchant.
Yeah.
Why did you choose this song?
So I was going to do a Bob Dylan cover because I do tend to go with a Bob Dylan usually. But this time I was like, do you know what? I want to do something different. So I chose this song because this song kind of... This song is so unexplainable in the sense that there's an attachment to it that I can't explain. And I just personally love its vagueness. I love that it's like the contrast between, you know, human nature and nature itself, and kind of her saying motherland cradle me, that kind of wanting to go towards nature.
Yeah.
Aside from, like, you know, sometimes the horrible things that, you know, we as humans can do. So there's something that once again felt honest about that song, and I wanted to bring it to the table because I feel like it's just such a beautiful song.
Yeah, it is. It's very similar song. To the style of music which you make.
Yeah, I mean, she...
It works as part of your, like, music.
Yeah, I mean, I love her. Like, I think I discovered her about 2 years ago, and I just... Once again, I felt seen. So I was like, this is good.
That's like, so
I was
rude.
Like, this is good. Like, yeah. And once again, she has that comforting element that I think I look for in my music in general. So, yeah, I try to replicate that as well.
Where in hell can you go? Far from the things that you know. Far from the sprawl of concrete that keeps crawling its way. About 1,000 miles a day. Take one last look behind. Commit this memory in mind. The dorm is this wasteland, this terrible place when you leave. Keep your heart off your sleeve. Motherland, cradle me. Close my eyes, lullaby me to sleep. Keep me safe, lie with me. Stay beside me, don't go. Don't you go. Oh, my five and dime queen, tell me what have you seen? The lust and the avarice, the covetousness and ravenous greed. Is that what you see? Motherland, cradle me. Close my eyes, lullaby me to sleep. Keep me safe, lie with me, stay beside me, don't go. It's your happiness I want most of all, and for that I do anything at all. Oh, mercy me, if you want the best of it, or the most of all. If there's anything I can do at all. Now come on, shotgun bright. What makes you envy your life? The faceless and nameless, the innocent and blameless and free. What's that like to be? Motherland, cradle me. Close my eyes, lullaby me to sleep. Keep me safe, lie with me. Stay beside me, don't go. Motherland, cradle me. Close my eyes, lullaby me to sleep. Keep me safe, lie with me. Stay beside me, don't go. Don't you go.
Alpha Sessions.
If there's any artists which you've covered before that you could collab with, who would it be?
Oh, wow. I mean, I would love to, like, collaborate with... I would love to sing with Joan Baez. I think she's fantastic. She's just incredible. She's an incredible woman in my eyes. I would love to, you know, collaborate with her, even though I don't think she makes music anymore. Anyone else? I mean, I would love to do something with, like, Phoebe Bridgers.
That'd be sick.
Yeah.
That'd be really cool.
I think there's something about Phoebe that's just very special.
Yeah.
So I would love to, yeah, work with her. I'm trying to think who else. I mean, I would love to, like, sing with, like, Adrian Lenker, but I think she's so great on her own as a solo artist.
Yeah, but
that,
it doesn't,
like,
mean you can't do, like, one track together.
Yeah, then, yeah, like, I'll say, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, Adrian. She's there.
Yeah, like, whenever artists bring out another artist on stage, it normally is for one track. It's not like a dual concert the whole time.
Yeah, that is very true.
So, yeah
that's very
go
true.
For it.
And then maybe Miley Cyrus. I definitely...
Oh, Miley Cyrus.
I love
so
Miley Cyrus.
Cool.
I love her.
Hannah Montana era. Just go back to that.
She's great. You can't go wrong with Miley. Like, she has incredible artistry,
and
she's carried on like for so many years that you just need to kind of respect her.
Yeah, completely. She could do everything. So, because you've obviously made social media content, do you think there's a chance you can make music videos in the future?
I mean, I would love to. I mean, I am a very visual person, so every time I write a song, I kind of always envision a visual to it. Like, there's a visual, there's a color to the songs I bring. So, yeah, definitely, I would love to. Yeah.
So what would your ideal music video be like? Obviously, you won't know exactly, but, like, what would your vibe be behind the camera if you go behind the camera?
Oh, that's a really good question. I wouldn't want it to be... This is going to probably not be a music video, but I wouldn't really want it to be about... it would be like a kind of storytelling, of an extended storytelling of the song. Like, I wouldn't want to be there performing the song. I would want to kind of spin it from a visual perspective and reinterpret it, mainly, like, through, like, dialogue. I love dialogue. I love poetry. I love speaking. So, yeah, probably something like that.
I was going to ask about your poems as well. I had that planned for later on.
Yeah.
So I saw you write poems. Do your poems kind of illustrate into your songs? Is it, like, poetry then music? Like, what?
I mean,
how do
it's
they
very
incorporate?
Yeah, it's very interesting because I think I'm yet to find an answer, really. I think there's two different aspects. There's the writing the poems, which comes to me very naturally. But then a lot of the times when I write, I'm very inspired by my instrument. Like, I'm very inspired by my guitar. And the way that I make the lyrics flow is very natural to the way that I'm playing the guitar. Mm. So a lot of the times it's actually hard to translate my poems into songs.
Wow,
so
that's very interesting.
I tend to keep them separate. Because what my guitar tells me is different to what I write.
That's so interesting.
Yeah.
Because I would have thought, like, with the poetry, you would have written a poem and been like, right, I'm going to add a tune. That's what I would have thought.
No. Yeah. They're very separate things. I mean, I personally, I would love to do a kind of very relaxed, like, spoken poetry kind of album. Like, that would be fantastic.
That'd
where
be,
it's like
that'd
me,
be stunning.
Guitar, and just poems. That's definitely something I'd love to do. But my music, I think, always feels a bit separate to the poems.
Yeah, I completely get that.
Same themes, but different.
I was going to say what inspires your poems, but you said the same themes.
Yeah, it's the same themes. You know what? Like, for me, it's personally about kind of not showing so much the sides of me and the nature, but it's owning those fears, it's owning those desires, it's owning those wants, it's owning those insecurities, because at the end of the day, we all have them.
Yeah.
And it feels just very special to me, because we're more connected than we think we are.
Completely. Oh, yeah. That's so pretty.
Oh, thank you.
Poetry is just so cool. But you also have unreleased music as well. And yeah. You perform one for us. What was it called?
Yeah, it's untitled at the moment.
Oh, that's absolutely fine. That's okay. So you gave us a little sneak peek of it.
Yeah.
Do you want to run us through what inspired you to write that?
Yeah, it's very interesting because when people say what inspired you, I don't know what to say because like I feel like these songs come from a very subconscious place.
Yeah.
The song I wrote, this one's a recent one. I recently wrote it, I think a month ago. And what inspired it was just the feeling of homesickness, which I think is something that a lot of people kind of, you know, not so much like, oh, I miss my family. Like, it's more about like going and being in a place that is not your home. Like, it's not your home country. And kind of dealing with those like very like fragmented parts of your identity. So finding time to, you know, own your heritage, own where you're from, like be with your family, be in your home country, which is not always easy. And it's not something that everyone can do.
Yeah.
So the song is about time passing and feeling like, oh, I haven't lived in my home country for years now. Like what will come of it? Will this be how it goes? Will I return? Like, it's about that, really.
It's a summer's day. The birds are chirping. Smell of summer rain lingering far away. Yet in my land you can't touch the sun. Don't let her explode into thousands of glitters, and I'll never know where I shine the most. Wait for me, wait for me, wait for me. I travel foreign lands while I live through the stories of others and fill out the gaps. I'm not 17 anymore. Will I die far from those who made me grow? Will I get that phone call where my life is on the line? 'Cause grief has a friend. No matter how many times it becomes your acquaintance. Wait for me, wait for me.
Alpha Sessions.
Do you have any other unreleased songs?
I have a lot of stuff. Like, I have a lot of songs. I just need to kind of go through it and really decide which ones kind of stick, because I tend to write a lot, but most of the times it's thinking about what are those songs that stick with me. And if I listen to a song back, like after 6 months of writing it, and I'm saying, okay, there's something truthful here, there's something like that's quite making me feel like emotional, or it's like, you know, it's striking something within me, I'm like, well, it's probably a song that needs to get out there, maybe connect Amazing. With other people.
So then out of the songs that stick with you, do you think there's a possibility to make an EP out of that in the future?
I would love to.
You'd
make
love
an EP.
To do that.
Of course.
That'd be
of
so
course.
Cool.
Yeah. I'd love to do that.
We'll make a list of songs and we'll go for it.
Yeah. No, I'm very excited. No, it's fantastic. I'm really looking forward to it.
Oh, honestly, I think it sounds great.
Well, thank
you. What do you hope for in your music career? Like, what's your goal, if you have one?
The thing is, like, to do this, you need to be delusional enough, but also, like, realistic.
Yeah.
I think that, personally, my goal is to just keep releasing music for now. Like, work through a couple of more singles, work through an EP. And then I want to leave. I don't want to know what the future holds.
Yeah, just see
I'll just see what happens. I'll just see what happens.
I'm the same. I don't really like to predict stuff because I feel like predicting is putting it out there.
Yeah, I don't know
what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Because, so I might as well see what time gives me, see what happens.
Exactly. And also, like, you know, I feel like I grow with my music, so I don't know what I'll want in 2 years from now.
Exactly. So, yeah. Everyone's, a lot of people have plans, like, for every 5 years of their life, and it's like, I don't even know where I'm going to be in 5 years.
Yeah, exactly.
Just take it one step at a time.
Ask what are you going to do in 5 years, and I'll probably have a mental breakdown. I do not know.
Well, let's go back in time now. And if you can give a piece of advice to your 10-year-old self, what would it be?
Wow. A piece of advice to my 10-year-old self. I think it's a piece of advice to my younger self in general.
Yeah.
I think it's completely valid to, you know, everyone has their own timing, but I wish I've done it sooner. I wish I'd done it sooner. Yeah. I wish I stuck with it more when I was younger. I wish that, you know, I was more kind of like firm about it with my parents, with the people around me, that is what I wanted to do. Yeah, that's what I'd say.
So valid.
Yeah. Own your fears. They're terrifying, but
yeah,
they're there for a reason.
Exactly. Yeah. And if you're scared of it, it means you care about it more as well.
Exactly.
Yeah. It shows your care. So tell us your socials. Like, what's your accounts? What sites are you on? How can we find you?
Yeah, so you can find me on Instagram or TikTok at Miliella. So that is M-I-L-I-E-L-L-A. And yeah, I'm on, as I said, Instagram, TikTok. And then you can find me on Spotify, Apple Music, if you want to, yeah, listen to my debut single and just... follow for more. More is coming.
Yeah,
I'm very excited about it. I'm really looking forward to it.
Oh, I'm so here for that. Well, thank you so much for chatting
with us today. Thank you for having me.
You gave amazing answers and your voice is so angelic. So I'm looking forward to hearing more of you in the future.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. The Alpha Sessions.